Excellent Educators Day continues here on ptbotoday.ca. I'm Matt Latour, joined by Roger Jenkins from Crestwood Secondary School. Roger, when did you know teaching was something that you wanted to get into as a career?
Oh, probably when I was about 14 years old. Just had some fantastic teachers and some people that I admired, and I kind of wanted to follow in their footsteps. Looked like a great job. Really enjoyed being around people, and yeah, that's probably it. Just when I entered high school.
So once you knew it was something that you wanted to do, how did you get involved with educating?
Well, I'd say that I probably got mostly involved back in high school when you choose your jobs, your part-time jobs. I make sure that I chose the types of jobs that dealt with kids. Like, I've worked at daycares, I worked at day camps. I always wanted to be involved volunteering with coaching younger kids at the elementary school. But then after university, it was my job interview was public speaking at G.L. Roberts High School. And I didn't know at the time that I was being interviewed. I was speaking to the high school about life after high school. And at the end, the principal asked me if I wanted to teach at the school. Actually, she asked the students if they would like me to teach at the school, and they approved.
What is some advice that you would give somebody that's maybe thinking about getting into the life of educating others?
Start early. So if you're interested in being involved in the education system, you have to love people. Two, you have to be able to self-reflect and accept that you're going to be wrong. There are times when you're going to be wrong. You have to admit it. You have to move on and be willing to compromise and collaborate and start early working with people, because teaching is all about relationships. If you don't have good relationships with people and you can't continue to build those relationships, then teaching's not for you.
I know you're one of the founders of the Edge Athletic Development Program at Crestwood as well. Can you tell me a bit about that and how it helps student athletes?
So the Edge Athletic Development Program is, the purpose of it is to reward students that are interested in sport. So right now, before we noticed that those kids that are involved in sport are often penalized or held to a higher standard, but they don't get to reap any of the academic rewards. So by having an athletic development program, they get to earn an extra credit in grade 9 and 10 as they work on their strength and conditioning, and they're what we call the ideal performance state through sports psychology. And by training that's going to benefit their sport and benefit their health later on in life, their physical and mental health, they're also get that extra credit. We value discipline, hard work, resilience, positive attitude, teamwork, and leadership, and those are the pillars of our program. And it started with our what we call the SST team, Steve Pierce, Steve Earle, and Tyler Chambers. They came up with this idea when Crestwood was, the population was challenged. So we took a dip in population. We heard that the intermediate school was coming in, and Steve and Tyler threw out the idea of, hey, can we create an athletic development program? And Peter Mangold said, absolutely, give it a shot. And once we came up with the credit system and coming up with the pathway where students can earn those credits, and in their senior grades, they can continue to earn athletic development credits as well as other courses related to it, like kinesiology. It's just starting to take off. So in our first year, we had 105 applicants, and this year, in a COVID year, we had 75 applicants.
Roger, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, wonderful, Matt. It was great to speak with you today.